Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So this is what the Democrats are selling their constituents. This idea that Trump sent ICE in, that is unprecedented. We've never seen this before. He's acting as a dictator, and that this is all part of a larger conspiracy to use federal troops to take over left-wing areas and rule them or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play Democrat Governor J.D. Pritzker threatening Trump and Kristi Noem, who's head of Department of Homeland Security, get your ICE thugs out of Chicago. Okay. The underlying lie here, there's always a lie with the Democrats. The underlying lie here is this idea that they sent ICE in. That ICE has been sent in, that we've never seen this before. Brennan Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, I watched the whole press conference yesterday. Because he said, he kept saying Trump is breaking the law. Congress won't stop him. He does the whole press conference. And I watched the whole thing for one reason on the treadmill, Lee. And it did get my blood pumping.
At least you did something productive.
I did something productive. I burned some calories too on the PhD weight loss plan. So no, I wanted to see. He kept saying Trump's breaking the law. No one will stop him. We have to stop him here in Chicago. You know, we've got to get rid of ICE. We've got to get ICE out. He never says what law Trump's breaking. Whole press conference.
Yeah.
He's breaking the what law? So here's Pritzker, okay? The underlying lie that they're telling their sheeple is that Trump has sent ICE in. This is new, and it's a federal invasion. Okay. Now, as you hear this, I looked this up on Google, okay? How long has ICE or the Immigration Naturalization Services, the INS, that's just the acronym it was called before. It's the same agency, same people, same thing. How long has the INS and ICE been in Chicago? Since January? When Trump took over? No. Last 10 years? No. For, quote, most of the 20th century.
It's a long time.
Yeah. For those on Common Core history, that's since the 1900s, yeah. The early 1900s, most of the 20th century. The 1900s were the 20th century. So this idea, this is new. It's breaking of the law. It's a dictatorship. They're in the streets. No. No, it's not new. But if you're a Democrat sheeple and you hear this, you think something new's going on.
I refuse to let Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, and Gregory Bovino continue on this march toward autocracy. Their plan all along has been to cause chaos, and then they can use that chaos to consolidate Donald Trump's power. They think they can fool us all into thinking that the way to get out of this crisis that they created is to give them free rein. Well, that plan will only work if we let it. The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noam's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
Okay. The only people who, see, this is a weird thing. This idea, well, he sent the thugs in, and we got to get ICE out. They have a building there. Okay.
It's a long-term plan.
It's a long-term plan. So what is causing the consternation? Left-wing thugs are attacking the building. That is the only thing that has changed. Nothing else has changed in 100 years in Chicago, as you can find on Google. You can Google how long is the INS, now ICE, been in Chicago. Since the early 20th century,
you
early
mean
1900s.
People are attacking a federal building?
I know.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Here's Portland ICE director Camilla Warner talking about this.
There's something been going on every night since June. We've had bottle rockets launched at our folks into the building. We've had rocks thrown through the building. We've had all our windows broken out on the first floor. We have had lasers pointed at our officers' eyes. We have, it's a whole gamut of things.
So what's happened here is the Democrats have decided that the cartels and the illegal immigrant criminals get to stay. They're really mad that Trump picked up 1,000 illegals with criminal records in the Chicago area, and they want them back. This is the, and by the way, when I say criminal records, I'm not talking about immigration records. I'm talking about criminal records, many of them with deportation orders. They want them back. Okay. Katie Taraski explained this, okay? When Trump sends in these federal agents, all they can do, all they will do is terrorize Democrat, no. Come after Democrat, no. Protect the federal building. That's all they can do. This is what this is about. So what Pritzker's saying, what Brandon Johnson's saying, Lee, is they're thugs if they want to protect the building. We have a free speech right to burn it down and break out the windows and throw rocks and bottle rockets. We can do it. No, you can't. This is not hard to understand. What you understand what the actual argument is here, through all the obfuscation, it's crazy. And this judge, Lee, what this judge has done here, people don't understand it. That when she said they can't move in the guard. Okay, here's what she did. Friday afternoon, she files the order restraining Trump from using the National Guard to secure that federal building, protect those ICE agents so they don't end up dead. Okay, or the building burned to the ground, which is what they're trying to do with the bottle rockets, throwing them through. That's how they broke the windows. They throw them. They have flammable liquid in them. Okay, so this judge makes this ruling on Friday before the Trump administration can respond. Why? Then her case does not have any evidence of the actual attacks on ICE. This is Friday. Over the weekend, we find out that the cartel Latin gangs leader, who's an illegal immigrant from Mexico, put the $10,000 hit on the ICE agents. We find out all of that. We have them surrounded and rammed. We have a response car that tried to help them rammed. We have the Chicago PD not responding. None of that is a part of her case. She's dialed history back to Friday, and she's only using mainstream media reports. In other words, misinformation. There's nothing going on. I don't see anything that rises to the level. They had to shoot their way out of being surrounded. I don't know anything about that. Why? Because Democrats are denying it, Lee. Oh, no, nothing happened. And even Pritzker is saying, no, that's just propaganda. So the judge is using the Democrats' version of reality, which is, of course, fake. Here's Katie Taraski, constitutional law professor and former federal prosecutor, explaining the judge's ruling is not based on reality. She is refusing to consider evidence of the danger of the violence against the agents and the building.
So President Trump wants the National Guard there to put an end to all of this. Does he have the legal authority to do so? I think he absolutely does. And I think that this judge's opinion is very vulnerable on appeal. When the president essentially nationalizes the guard, that decision is reviewable by the courts under that particular statute. But the courts have to give extremely high deference to the president, meaning that if there's any colorable explanation, and of course, we just heard from the ICE director there, then the courts cannot overturn that. And that has been established by the Ninth Circuit, where this court will go. So certainly, I think that this opinion is going to be overturned.
And when you say it was established by the Ninth Circuit, are you talking about that California ruling that just happened a couple months ago, where National Guard troops were allowed to stay in California to protect the federal buildings?
That's exactly right. There was a case, it's called Newsom 2, that the Ninth Circuit discussed this very same issue. And the judge in the Portland case tries to distinguish the facts there by saying that there's not ongoing or very recent attacks, but that doesn't seem consistent with the factual record at all. So yeah. I think that for sure the administration will prevail here.
So to even get here, Lee, this judge is having to, pretend not to have any evidence.
Right. Hypothetically speaking, I wonder what would happen if there was a convoy of vehicles that rammed Pritzker's motorcade and someone within that, group of people brandished a weapon. I wonder what the reaction would be.
Oh, they totally let them go and the police wouldn't come, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do another. You want to do another thought exercise?
Sure.
I got this from Stephen Miller yesterday.
My brain needs exercising very badly.
Yeah, me too. So... He, what if when the FBI decided to raid Mar-a-Lago, what if Ron DeSantis had said, hey, we're going to create FBI free zones here in Florida?
Ooh, that's a good one, Tara. You are really exercising very well there.
Yeah, and it was actually Stephen Miller said yesterday, okay. But yeah, I'm going to give him credit. But yeah, so what would have happened? Oh, the left would have gone wild.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't do that. So that's what they're saying now. We're going to protect these cartels who are putting $10,000 a head hits on ICE agents by giving them areas in which the federal government can't go. You can't do that.
We're going to take, I guess, privately owned buildings and give them special protection?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that equal protection under the law clause doesn't apply there.
You know, and you know what's crazy about that? To do that after you know... That Latin Kings gang leader put a hit out on Trump.
Right.
I'm sorry, on that border agent in writing. $10,000 hit for his murder.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Conspiracy.
It's absolutely conspiracy. But what makes it even worse is, you know how we heard that story over the weekend about the ICE agents being surrounded, boxed in, cars rammed.
Right.
What we did not know till that indictment of that Latin Kings gang member came out was that... While they were surrounded and they're having the shootout with the liberal lunatics, and another one of their cars is also rammed off the road and surrounded when it tried to respond, that Latin Kings crime boss, who's an illegal immigrant, had ordered his deputies to pick up guns and secure the area against ICE. In other words, to take back the area. It is a wonder this didn't end in slaughter. And you know what I wonder, Lee? I wonder if that's not why the Chicago PD was held back. They knew that gangster had done it. They knew that gang was surrounding it. And the other question I got, the people that rammed these ICE agents, they're both Hispanic. One of them has the same last name as the guy who's been charged with putting the hit on the ICE agent. Martinez is a very common Hispanic name. I know that.
Yeah.
Is there any connection between them and the Latin Kings? Were those Latin King operatives who ran those officers, pulled a gun on them? You know what we need to do? You know what the Democrats would do here? Think January 6th. You know what they would do? We now have the police superintendent, was the police chief there in Chicago, saying, well, I didn't give that order. Who did?
Yeah, exactly. Who did?
Who gave it? I would go from Brandon Johnson. I'd get a warrant. I'd get a warrant, and I would go his phone all the way on down the leadership structure.
Well, you've got
one of them. Are any of them talking to the Latin Kings?
You've got the audio there of the order to stand down and not to protect. So you've got evidence that that was there. And like you and I were talking in the hallway earlier, how is this not a crime?
It is a crime.
How is this not like a federal crime?
My question is it a conspiracy?
Right.
Who told the patrol supervisor not to send the police. It is urgent we get the answer to that question. And that must be investigated criminally because of this King's connection. Because we now know he didn't just put the hit on the border agent, try to kill him, $10,000 reward. He ordered his lower ranking gangster lieutenants to go in with guns after the shootout. How did he know about the shootout? It hadn't been on TV yet. See the problem? You think like a law enforcement officer, there's a connection here. You start going in there, you start getting the calls, you'll find it. And we need to find it because this is going to break it wide open, the connection between Democrats, Latin King gangs, and their street fight against ICE. Which, folks, again, not new for ICE to be there. They've been there for 100 years in Chicago. This is not new stuff. Just Democrats don't like it anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, if ever we were given a gift that fell in our lap to justify going through the FBI and just lopping the top half off of it, just get rid of all the leadership, gone. We have it right now. This is the time. This is the time to use this illegal spying by Jack Smith, Lee, as the predicate, ironically, which he did not have when he spied on those Republicans. Or, let's not forget this, the 92 groups and organizations that make up the entire right wing in this country. So we're talking about the 8 or 12. I see those two numbers in the article. So it's 8 or 12 senators who were illegally spied on without predicate, without warrant, whose movements were tracked. That's weird. Illegally. Well, the Democrats assure us that they're the ones living in a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I think they say that a lot because everything they've done is coming to light.
Right.
This is the time. This is the time to use this as a predicate to go through the FBI. And honestly, what we don't know right now is even more terrifying because we learned last week that they're spying on these 92 groups, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and 30 devices relating to the leadership of those groups. We don't know whose devices those were yet. So it's not just the senators. This looks a lot like, hey, we got to do show trials for Donald Trump, put him in prison, try to anyway for the rest of his life with almost no pushback. Let's just go ahead and put the whole Republican Party leadership in prison. Because that's what they were doing. I think they would have really done it. You would have seen similar show trials had Kamala Harris or Joe Biden won office. I'm convinced of it. And here's how I know.
Or auto pen.
Auto pen, yeah. Here's
sorry, I can never resist
whoever
that.
Was yeah. running. Here's how I know. If you look at the crew, and I've pointed this out for years, Lee, if you look at the crew, that brilliant skeleton crew that put Trump in mm-hmm. office, Steve yeah. Bannon, Peter Navarro, Paul Manafort, every single one of them, without exception, is a felon, mm-hmm. except one. And that's Kelly Conway. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced she's not, that they did not touch her because her children's father, her now ex-husband, was a prominent anti-Trumper. I think that's why they didn't send her to prison on trumped up charges. But all of them, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, the real Michael Flynn, the real architects of that victory, all felons, 100%. No way those odds work. And they went, okay, well, now we're getting Trump. No pushback, so we can go for the Republican leadership. That's what they're going to do. That's where they were. That's just what we're catching them doing. And so they said, well, just we'll surveil them and find some junk, which is illegal.
Only to find something or make something up.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. Find something or make something up. And whatever we do, we're going to get it. Now, here's what else is interesting. If you look at the eight that were at that press conference yesterday, two things that are noteworthy. Number one, if we did this to the Democrats, can you imagine if Trump did this to the Democrats?
Oh, boy, it would be Watergate hearings all over again.
And deservedly so. That's the thing. Okay, first of all of the Democrat leadership would be there. They'd be standing in this massive block, right? Yeah. And it would be governors. It would be Chuck Schumer. It would be Hakeem Jeffries. Where was the Republican leadership yesterday? Where was John Thune? Anybody know? Maybe seen Cornyn? Any know where he was yesterday? He wasn't at the press conference. Now, to his credit, John Thune did put out a strongly worded tweet later. This was noted by Democrats. Republican leadership AWOL yesterday. In other words, yeah, those are just some conservatives. Have at them. We don't care. Where was Mitch McConnell? He presided over that era. If this was the Democrats, they'd all been hands on deck. As they should. So that was just on to the Democrats. Yeah, well, whatever. No consequences. Let's see what Thune does. It's going to be nothing. Just like Mitch McConnell. Nothing. Nothing. And the reign of terror will not end. But I got to tell you what's really scary about yesterday, Lee. And it wasn't even the illegal spying. It wasn't even that. It was how they got the information. You know, Senator Charles Grassley was one of those spied on, right? Mm-hmm. How did he get it? He get it from Dan Bongino over at the FBI? No. Did he get it from Kash Patel over at the FBI? No. Wait, didn't the FBI run Arctic Frost? Yeah. He got it from Whistleblower. Kash Patel couldn't get it, and Dan Bongino couldn't either. Well, they don't control the FBI.
That's exactly what you've been saying for quite some time, and that's what we've been afraid of, that there is not effective control of the agency, and apparently that's true.
And Ron Johnson said as much. Again, by the way, he said an almost identical thing last week, Senator Ron Johnson.
I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to...
Okay, I'm sorry. Arctic Frost was not a small, obscure operation. It was the focus. Remember, 13% of the FBI, personnel-wise, was put on January 6th. Arctic Frost was a big part of that. We need whistleblowers? No. No, no. We don't need whistleblowers. That's how we're going to operate. We're going to find out what the FBI does. They can't order these papers to be brought to them, these cases? Then you know what you do? Because this is what I do. If I was FBI director, we're going to start with you. You worked on January 6th. Bring me the papers now. No? Okay, you're fired. Next, line them up in the hall. Mm-hmm. And just use this as your predicate and go right down into middle management and rip them out by the weeds. Either you tell me where in this building it is, or you go home today, you pack your bags, what you doing? We'll just go right through. It's not happening. I mean, think about the pattern here, okay? Where do we find James Comey's laptop? Whistleblower, burn bags, downstairs. Whistleblower knew where it was. We have to use whistleblowers to get our hands on what they did. We're not in control. We are in big danger when we're not in control of the FBI because somebody else is running it.
Well, speaking of Comey, when you've got his daughter working for the DOJ and her, well, his son-in-law also. Yeah. I mean, here's the director. You talk about nepotism. Here's the director of the FBI. Who's over the FBI? Department of Justice. Guess where his daughter works? Now, obviously not in a leadership position, but in an important position.
Well, she's been fired.
And,
but
and the son-in-law worked there, too, or with another federal agency in that area. Sheesh.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Now, think about this for a minute. When you look at, and I knew exactly what was going on when I saw this yesterday. When you look at the eight senators that were at that press conference, very much looking alone because they didn't have, there was a lot of other, there weren't, and the other senators didn't even show up either. Where's the leadership? It would have been a bank of them with the Democrats, right? If we had done this to them, again, rightfully so. And you know what the Democrat leadership would have been demanding, Lee? They would have been demanding impeachment.
Yeah, well, impeachment, resignations.
Of Trump.
You know,
and they would have been
criminal
justified.
Indictments. Yeah.
Yeah. Criminal indictments justified. Impeachment justified. No impeachment demand yesterday. I mean, okay. All they learned yesterday was, okay, so we're going to get an angry press conference that lasts half an hour. All right, cool. We're doing this. Again, in fact, I guarantee they're still spying on them. I guarantee they're still spying on the 92. I mean, do you realize the 92 organizations, not radical right-wing groups, TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, but the RNC, that's the head of the Republican Party. Yeah. And I mean, the Republican Attorneys General Association, AGs like Alan Wilson, really? You're spying on Alan Wilson. What the heck? Not exactly a bomb thrower there. You know what I'm saying?
He's
just a standard Republican guy who's an AG. And you're spying on him? Yeah, the whole network. Where's GOP leadership? We are defunding the FBI unless all of these investigations documents are on Cash Patel's desk by the end of the week. So decide. If your agency, if your section of the FBI handled it, you got two choices. On my desk by the end of the week or out you go pack your bags. I bet you we get a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in those agencies, you know what else you tell them? If you're an underling and you know about this, and you come to me and your bosses don't, guess what you're getting?
Promotion.
Promotion.
Exactly.
So if you know where these documents are, then once you make your way down the hall and put it on my desk, that's what the Democrats would do. I mean, this is just basic ABC 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Not happening. I want to know when the mass firings are happening. Look, Cash Patel is doing an amazing job ripping the cartels out of the blue sanctuary cities by the roots. Fantastic. He's doing an amazing job. And they caught over 1,000 illegal immigrant gang members with long rap sheets, ripped them out of Chicago. That's what they're so mad about. Great. But we need to get the gangsters out of the FBI. This is your chance. This is your predicate. Arctic Frost is all you need. The 92 groups and the eight senators were done. That was illegal. Those are crimes. They need to be prosecuted. Fire them now. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 12. I'm talking about hundreds. We don't take this opportunity. We are going to regret it because nothing is going to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, this is the key thing to understand about Arctic Frost and Jack Smith, the liar, perjurer, and wannabe felon who persecuted Trump. I can't really call it a prosecution. Remember who Jack Smith is for a moment. Remember when Trump faced 5 court cases, 700 years in prison total? Looked like he was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. One of the strongest cases was the classified documents case, or it looked like it was. It was critical the order the documents were in the box that they shipped to Trump from the federal government that he didn't even want. Because some of them would have been when he was president, he had the right to declassify them. Some of them would have been after presidency. He doesn't have the right to declassify them. FBI, Jack Smith swore, no, we haven't touched the order at all. Not us. In writing, by the way. Turns out they lied. One of the other attorneys working on the case, who wasn't one of Trump's attorneys, caught them lying. And they were forced to admit to the court, okay, we did shuffle the order of the papers. You mean you tampered with the evidence? Yeah, that's a felony. And you lied to the court about it? Oh, score, another felony. That's why that hearing never happened. Rosemary Collier down in Florida. I made a huge deal about it. Our side didn't really latch onto it much. I think it was so busy during that time. You know, all the times they were trying to kill him and stuff, assassinate him. Anyway, so what happened was Collier immediately stopped the trial of Trump and essentially put the Department of Justice and Jack Smith on trial, trying to get to the bottom of those crimes. And at the end, she dismissed the case. A lot of people don't know that. They were desperate to get him. Now we find out that the felon, and he should be a felon. He should be charged with a felony just for that. I'm crazy how he gets away with it. He's spying on the 92 Republican entities that make up the whole basically GOP in America, okay, on the one hand. But he's also spying on these 8 senators. Why these 8? If you follow politics, they're exactly who I would spy on if I knew I had committed massive absentee ballot fraud, and they would be the most likely to get the whistleblower reports, hold hearings, hold press conferences. Everyone from Ron Johnson to Marsha Blackburn to Chuck Grassley, that's exactly who does this. And if you know that the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and the Chinese Communist Party participated in massive absentee ballot fraud, that's exactly who you spy on. And that's why they were spying on them using the excuse of January 6th. Even though it was illegal spying, it doesn't matter what excuse you use. Let's go back and review, shall we? Kash Patel, through a whistleblower, is now the head of the FBI, finds out something amazing. But by the way, folks, our side really needs to dig into this. So most, one of the most important things out there, and we've hardly gotten any cover. We find out the FBI whistleblower comes to an FBI office and lets them know the Chinese have stolen the IDs of millions of people on TikTok. They're using those to manufacture fake absentee ballots to help Joe Biden win in 2020. That ones they're manufacturing are indistinguishable from the real thing. That was thing number one. Two interviews with the informant on that. It gets logged in the FBI system. The interviews have been done, right? Like everything gets logged. Then in a separate situation, Customs and Border Patrol in Chicago, O'Hare, catches a massive tranche of these ballots coming from China. 19,000 fake ballots that are indistinguishable from the real thing. Calls up the FBI. Now, this whole time, they're spying on Republicans, okay? And they're spying on them specifically about election fraud. Why? They're terrified these Republicans will investigate, find out what they and the Chinese Communist Party did. Now, what did Akash Patel let us know last few months? The FBI not only did not investigate the Chinese absentee ballot fraud, they shut the case down and scrubbed all reference to it from their servers in the system. That's weird. Now we find out they're spying on the only senators who'd ask questions about these things, who would have held hearings, and especially Grassley, who has just a procession of whistleblowers. They were scared to death. They were scared. These are the senators who would have got to the bottom of it if, you know, on the absentee ballot fraud. That's why they were watching them. Now, remember the rest of the history. CISA, the cybersecurity agency Trump founded, but was immediately weaponized against us. What did CISA do in June and July of 2020? They put out a bid, ultimately built an algorithm to detect the words on social media, absentee ballot fraud. Oddly specific. How did they know they'd need that algorithm in the summer of 2020? Weird, right? Then it gets to August and September of 2020, and I began blowing a whistle about this. Something's up. When we have both Facebook and Twitter announce any questioning of the election outcome, fraud, whatever, will be censored. We're not even let you talk about it in the messages that you send your family. Well, we haven't even had the election yet. How do you know that fraud will be a thing? I don't know, same way they knew they needed an algorithm to censor the words absentee ballot fraud, the very thing the Chinese were doing, you know, shipping the absentee ballots in. And remember, social media pressure to censor anything about election fraud. Facebook, Twitter announced they'll censor all of it months ahead of the election. Jack Smith's, this is why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem illegally. They were scared to death that we were going to investigate slash find the election fraud. Whistleblowers were going to emerge. We're going to figure out the Chinese connection, which we didn't even figure out the last few months. Akash Patel got it. I hope they're investigating that. That's why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem and specifically these eight senators, because these eight senators are exactly who would have the highest chance of getting the whistleblower. Number one highest chance to send it would be Grassley. They spied on him. Number two highest chance would be Ron Johnson to get that whistleblower. Those two work together all the time. Marsha Blackburn, same thing. She's got whistleblowers too. But they're also just not as much a part of the leadership. That's who would have investigated this. That's why they were spying. They were scared to death we'd figure out how they stole the election with the Chinese. And I think they were preparing for show trials should Kamala Harris or Joe Biden win. Just go ahead and put, you know, the main components of the Republican leadership in prison so nobody really challenges them again. And they were spying illegally. Folks, Jack Smith must be prosecuted for this. We must know who did it at the FBI and prosecute them. But the scariest thing of all about this, again, as I said in the last segment, we didn't get this from Akash Patel. We got it from a whistleblower who went to Grassley. Akash Patel didn't even know. Folks, this was the biggest investigation the FBI was running for the last 4 years. Fully 13% of the FBI was engaged in it. Akash Patel can't even get basic answers. We're not in charge, folks. And that is a dangerous situation. We do not control this deep state. They still do. And we are in mortal danger every day. That is the case. The firings must begin now.
Battleground America with Terrace Herbaceous. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.